This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Pretty sure I've never said this on the radio before, but here goes. The latest trend in pet food, farm-to-table canine cuisine. You laugh, but General Mills thinks it's worth $8 billion. That's how much it's paying for pet food maker Blue Buffalo. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes us inside the deal and inside this industry.
Natural pet food is the fastest growing piece of the $30 billion U.S. pet food market. It got there partly through commercials like this one about a family dog.
Blue really liked being part of the family. He was the ring bearer in my son's wedding.
These commercials play on owners' desires to spoil their pets, says Ernest Baskin, who teaches marketing at St. Joseph's University.
And I think that right now, pet food companies are capitalizing on how individuals want to treat pets similar to how they treat other humans and only give them the best.
And if the best for us is natural organic food, it stands to reason that the same must be true for pets, right? Not so fast, says Kaylin Hines, who teaches pet nutrition at Tufts University.
It makes a lot more difference to how the pet owners feel than how the pet feels.
Hines says these products aren't better for your pets.
The natural organic market is really marketing. It's not related to nutrition at all. Natural, as it's defined for pet food, is really broad. Basically, it's anything that's not synthetic.
But that marketing, it's really effective. It's led to Blue Buffalo sales rising by an average of 12% a year during the past 3 years. Chris Christopher with IHS Market says it makes sense for a company like General Mills, with its stagnant sales, to get into the growing pet food market.
You'd be sort of getting more of the aisles in a large grocery store.
And this is a growing market. Who doesn't want a bite of that? I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.